Let's go.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. Me and my co-host Nick are here. Hopefully you guys are along for the ride. Oh, no, that was yesterday. Barry's here, Nick's here, we're all here.
Yay, not fired.
A lot of people were like, hey, is Barry going to survive all this? And I forgot we had even done it. I was like, maybe. I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't know.
You know you hope not.
No.
You're like, fingers crossed, he doesn't.
I was going to, you always get mad at me for that. So I was going to like, I was going to go with it and stick with it. I was like, he'll be all right with somewhere else. They'll hire him.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
There might
be
some openings.
Thing is going great.
There might be some openings at the other stations. Their ratings are suffering a little bit.
Yeah, maybe they haven't used up all their exclusive interview money. They'll find somebody that they can bring on board.
No, so far so good. We'll see how it was so funny because I was thinking about that yesterday and how funny I thought it was. Y'all were mortified by it, but I thought it was hilarious. And then I even thought of more jokes that I could have done during the segment. I was so pissed. I was so mad. Nick was mortified. You were just keeping score, which was hilarious.
I was moderating and keeping score. I was like, once you pass that threshold, there's no turning back. So we might as well just run the score up.
You're still here. You're still here, Barry. What can I say?
You're so mad.
Didn't hit the dumb button once, and you're still here.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the Teflon Don of
radio. We were like the running rebels. We just wanted to run the score up at that point. Just keep going. And another one.
He won the battle, not the war.
That's right.
You want a C word? You want a C word? Boom. There's another one for you.
Hey, maybe whoever was offended still sends mail via postal service, and it just hadn't got here yet. So
yeah.
We'll see.
You never know.
We'll see.
You were like scrap metal. You had C and D all over the place. C and D.
Although last time, it was a phone call that got us in trouble. So I feel like that would have been the case. But if you missed it, I don't even remember what hour it was. Just go to Podcast Arena. People were asking for it.
Wasn't it the final hour?
I'm sorry I kept bothering you, by the way. But people kept asking for the podcast version of that.
Oh, no, you're fine.
So
I didn't even know. I didn't even see it till this morning.
Yeah, no, there was a couple of different people that were looking for it.
I think it was the third hour.
Was it third hour? Yeah. I mean, you should go back and listen to the whole show, but definitely, if you missed what we're talking about, go listen to Rooster Talk in the third hour. It was
worth it.
I don't know about that, but
for the listeners, it was. I mean, when we had listeners tweeting that people thought they looked crazy because they were almost laughing till they cried in their car.
Yeah, at the light. And
yeah.
One person did text and say, well, I had my daughter in the car. I had to turn it down. Thanks. I respect that. Don't worry about it.
I think 790 called all the Roosters trying to get an exclusive deal with them.
Trying to lock them
up. Lock them up so we can't do that anymore.
Look at you. No more foul talk.
Brian Erickson on line one.
This is going to be a great day already. We have Joel clucking. See, I really wanted to call you what the word I was using yesterday.
Yeah.
For a rooster, but I feel like I've pushed it in the envelope enough. And you don't want to beat a dead horse or rooster.
Rooster.
For that matter.
Because I feel like when a rooster clucks, it actually says the word you're talking about. Kinda.
What word is that, Joel? Nope.
No?
I can't believe you're clucking. This is so great.
Why not?
Please tell me, Nick, you're saving this as a drop.
It's like the Cadbury.
Oh my God! Thank you.
It's like the Cadbury egg commercial. Only
that's a
on
bunny
steroids.
Though.
I don't know. Well, but it's a bunny doing a
yeah. That's
chicken.
True. I got you. Practice this, don't you?
I don't
because you're too good. You're too good at making.
I certainly don't. I would not sit there around the house or in my car going.
I feel like you do.
No, I don't.
Well, then you grew up in Wisconsin. I feel like roosters and hens. Well,
there's,
were...
there's farmland all over the place. Okay. Sure. But I don't sit there and go,
Speaking of farm and roosters and hens and all that, I was, I'm trying to eat well. I was looking for recipes for eggs. I love eggs. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for different ways that I can maybe cook eggs.
Okay.
And there's a recipe. There's several recipes online for scrambled eggs.
Why is that so difficult?
That's what I'm saying. Who needs a recipe for scrambled eggs? If you need a recipe to tell you, you don't need to be near heat. You're a dumbass, and you should not be near a flame, a fire, or the kitchen. You should just, if scrambled eggs is your problem, you don't need to cook. Like, you just go ahead and back out slowly and let someone else do that. There are legit recipes. Do you know what the recipe was?
Let me guess. They put some milk or something in it to make them fluffier.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, because I memorized it. This is how easy it was. Mm-hmm. Crack the eggs in a bowl and stir them with a fork. Put some butter in a pan. Pour the eggs in the pan and stir them until they're fluffy. Remove from the pan. Put on your plate. That's literally like having directions for shampoo. Yeah. If you don't, if this is a struggle for you.
Right.
I don't understand. There was no seasoning. Because even people were asked, Disco Biscuit was like, well, did they at least describe what seasoning to put? They didn't. It was no seasoning.
Some people will sprinkle cheese at the end. Some people will put a little milk in with the scramble it when you're scrambling to get them a little bit more texture and fluffiness.
A little garlic salt and pepper.
Yeah. That's and by the way, it's funny it came up.
Do some onions first and then pour in the, like, none of that. It was crack some eggs, whisk them, cook them, put them on your plate.
Don't get any easier than that.
These are the people that need directions on shampoo. These are the same dumbasses. I don't understand that at all.
I mean, and here's the funny thing, because I came home the other night, and Lisa's all kind of hell-bent on trying to get Taylor to eat a lot healthier stuff and a lot better stuff, because she's real picky. And she started out with the exact same thing. Daddy, I love scrambled eggs. I want some scrambled eggs. I was like, cool, that's great. And Lisa's like, yeah, that's a healthy thing. We'll get it for her. Lisa whoops up some scrambled eggs for her, puts her down. The minute, and she's very particular about texture. She put it in her mouth and she goes, yeah, Dad, I love it. And I'm like, Taylor, chew it up and eat it. And she had like one bite. She's like, it's great. It's great. And I was like, I go, you want some more? She goes, no, I don't. And I'm like, what? So then I had to, like, bribe her.
Was it because Lisa can't make good scrambled
eggs? No, and Lisa, because Lisa can cook egg white. She cooks egg white all the time and everything like that, too. But she just scrambled egg whites. No, it was scrambled eggs. Oh, okay. It was a full scrambled egg. And then I'm like, look, the dogs love it. So I give the dog, because the dogs love the eggs. So they had some. She's like, that's good. You can give the rest of mine to them. I'm like, no. She just, it's a hard time getting her to eat anything. And I'm like, I grew up on scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I love eggs, all kinds. I like breakfast, period. Like, I've been eating a lot of bacon and eggs for dinner. I dig that.
Yeah.
Breakfast burrito.
Is that filling for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because Nick and I were talking about, there's certain foods that are great, they're just not real filling. Eggs is one of them. Peanut butter and jelly is one of them. Like, peanut butter and jelly is great, but I got to eat like two and a half sandwiches.
Doesn't cut it.
I eat two sandwiches anyway. Who sits down and only makes one sandwich?
Me. I've done that.
A lot of people try to.
Really?
Yeah. That's a thing.
I'm a two sandwich guy no matter what.
Regardless?
I mean, if it's sliced bread at the house and I'm making a sandwich, I'm making two sandwiches.
It makes me laugh every time someone says two sandwiches.
Why?
Because Calvin Murphy created that name. Remember back in the day, the Rockets had that the big guy, Thomas Hamilton. He was like 7'1", 360.
I don't remember him.
He was a massive human being. And Murphy used to call him two sandwiches. And everybody's like, why'd you call him that? And he's like, JB, when you're two sandwiches short of 300 pounds and then some, you got to be two sandwiches. And I was like, yep, gotcha.
I like the standard, like most of the time, two hamburgers, two sandwiches, three hot dogs. These are all pretty much standard in my house.
Okay, so two hamburgers, though, would be like McDonald's regular hamburger size or would it be two quarter pounders?
No, I make the patties myself usually, but it's, yeah, so two buns instead of making a double. Sometimes I'll just make a double meat.
I'm with you.
But two buns, two burgers, two sandwiches, three hot dogs usually. What else? Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe that's part of the problem. I'm always on a diet.
I don't think that's excessive. I think when you start doing like trying to consume like a whole menu page or thing. Or you go over that. I think that's when, like, some of these meal deals that they're doing, when you get like a 20 piece things. And two burgers and a fries and so, you got a problem.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to include. They're trying to get that value in, but I don't see how people can sit down and just eat a sandwich. And that's a lot of people do that. They won't have chips. They won't have anything else. They sit down and eat one sandwich and they're full. And I'm like, man, what is that? Is that you, Nick? You just eat a sandwich and that's it?
Yeah, mostly because I'm too lazy. I mean, that's why I rarely eat sandwiches, because I'm too lazy to make my own food.
I was going
to
say, that's why you say skinny, though, too. I mean, we joke about you being fat. And spoiler alert, Nick's not fat.
I'm pretty good about portion size.
Yeah, I hate you.
Yeah, I'm pretty good about it.
That's good.
I mean,
I'm the opposite.
Like AJ said, too, when we were in Dallas, he made the point, it's spot on. He doesn't like to make his own sandwiches because they never taste as good as when someone else makes them. And that's so true.
What?
It's like when you go to a Subway or whatever, like, if I make a sandwich at home, it never tastes as good as if I got it at like a sub shop or a different place like that.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Same. You feel the same way about your hamburgers and all that?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
It's something about the industrial ingredients and the type of grills that they use. It makes a difference. Like that's why steaks never come out the same the house.
My wife won't. She won't eat anywhere. She wants me to make steaks. That's it. She won't even go to a steak place anymore.
Oh, please.
I have perfected the steak at our
house.
You're
not that bad.
That was a running argument when I was a kid with my mom.
I sous vide it, Playboy.
I know. You always tell me about it. Yeah, I'll put my steak up against your steak any day.
Oh, yeah. Let's don't want to do it. Okay. Absolutely, we're going to do that.
Steak versus steak.
Yeah. Meat versus meat. And they can't touch, though.
No, and you're not saving that, but you're saving my rooster?
No,
man, the rooster's fantastic. Listen.
No, duh.
See, it works. I love it.
That's got to be the start of the show. That's like, the time to version. Wake up. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Dude,
right when the baseline starts for our show, there's got to be the rooster.
Calling your boy from the Whiskey Podcast. I got to be doing voiceover somewhere after that.
Right? That's not bad.
See?
Man, that's a damn strong... Never mind.
My mom... But Nick, to the point that we're making, my mom... Because I used to love going to the fast food restaurants and all that when I was a kid. So I was like, I want McDonald's. She goes, I'll make you a hamburger at home. And I'm like, it's not the same. She goes, why isn't it? It should be better. And to me, it just wasn't the same.
First of all, Mom, because you put it on sliced bread.
Yes, boom, that's one.
And McDonald's uses a real damn bun.
That's true.
Yeah, same thing with a hot dog. You can't put a hot dog on a sliced bread.
97.5 Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wait, I can't even get a what up H down first before I'm gone?
I wanted it at the beginning when you hear the doom, 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 doom. Right at the beginning.
No, people are going to think the show just started and we're late. And all three of us were late to studio.
Oh, no, not now. Like tomorrow, though. Or Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
Actually, just send it to Michael Caron and be like, hey, put this in the new show. What is it called?
But that's got to be a one-time thing. That's not a daily thing.
That's got to be a permanent thing.
No way.
Absolutely. Has to be. No, not that. That is so good. Oh, my God.
You're chicken, Nick?
Yeah. You're scared? You scared of Joel's big rooster?
I might be. I might be.
The big bird? All right, we're just getting started. Barry, it's an FEF Friday, which means F is for funny as well. Tell the folks a little bit about our comedian of the week.
We have a returning comedian, just like Rob Mungle joined us yesterday. He's been on the show before. Bryson Brown has a show this weekend. Shows, I should say, this weekend at the Joke Joint. Two tonight, one tomorrow. And I'm telling you right now, outside of... me and maybe five other guys. This is a can't miss.
Oh, it's easy for yourself in there. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm telling you, I say this a lot about, this guy's going to like be a, like, this is a guy you want to make sure you go see now.
Okay.
Because Bryson has been touring with Bruce Bruce. He features for Bruce Bruce. He features for Ali Siddiq, who's both of these dudes are nationally recognized, well-regarded, very popular, famous comedians. And Bryson's out there just killing it. You're going to love this dude and his comedy. So make sure you get out there. But he's going to join us today in studio, too, at 2:30. And then we've got clips from him for the day as well. So make sure you 1:15, 2:15, and 3:15. Check those out.
There you go. So the clip's coming up. And we've got plenty more to get to. So don't go anywhere. Again, HR&P listener line open right now, 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick.
Yeah, right now, though, guys, I keep telling you about GetUpside. And some of you have been reaching out and asking, like, so what is it? Like, what's the catch? There's no catch. There's no catch with GetUpside. It's an amazing app that gives you cash back for stuff you're already paying for. Go download it on your phone right now. It's completely free. You just download and register. Put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. There's a place to put a promo code in. And the reason I want you to use that promo code is to get extra cash back. And I'll explain here in just a second. But download GetUpside first. It's so easy to download and install. I actually did it while I was at the pump at the gas station. Then GetUpside, what it does is it gets you cash back on gas and food, stuff you're already spending money on. And that's why I want you to use promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because it's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the GetUpside app. Like 30 cents a gallon is what my wife got. Now, you can already get up to 25 cents a gallon, depending on the gas stations you go to. And there's 500 around the city. But when you use that promo code Barry, you're going to get extra savings on top of the normal savings for that first fill up. And that can really add up. We had one guy, a 35-gallon tank. Could you imagine? You get 30, 40 cents a gallon if you use that promo code. Man, you need to get on that right away. And also, don't leave money at the table. Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, Cyclone Anaya's, Candelaria's, all these places are in the GetUpside app and get you cash back on your meals, up to 35%, by the way. And look, my wife did it. She's got the app. She was using it, but not a lot. And then she found out that they talked about it on ABC 13, and they actually did. Now she's all over. She's like, oh, this is the best thing ever. So don't take my word for it. Don't take my wife's word for it. The ABC 13 talked about GetUpside. It works. It's legit. There's no catch for you. You get cash back. All you got to do is pay with a debit or credit card and upload your receipt. Get that cash back in your wallet. And don't forget, once you download it, use promo code Barry. It's called GetUpside. Promo code Barry. Get cash back. Thank me later.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
There's one cartoon on there I don't like, though. I feel like it's been around since, you know, it's been around a long time. Like, I don't know, Curious George. I hate that cartoon, dog. I'll be watching it a little too, you know, because I gotta watch it. It's a little racist to me, man. It's a little undertone. I don't like it. Like, they say the word monkey too much to me. Like, we know what he is, man. We know what he is. You ain't gotta keep saying that word every time he do something. He's such a smart monkey, and the monkey's going down a street, and the monkey can count, and the monkey's eating chicken, and the monkey's shooting dice. Like, wait, hold on, time. Wait a minute. Put them dice up.
FF Friday, comedian of the week, Bryson Brown. Tell people, Barry.
Yeah, you got to check him out this weekend. Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. Joke Joint, I think it's jokejointcomedyshowcase.com.
Is it where TX? You go.
Is it Joke Joint? I don't know. Let me look it up. No, jokejointcomedyshowcase.com. That's where you can go to get tickets. He's right there, front page. Bryson Brown and Larry Goodwell. Today and tomorrow, there's two shows today, one tomorrow. I think tomorrow's just the 10 o'clock show, so make sure you check it out. But I'm telling you guys, I know I talk good about a lot of comics because we have a lot of great ones, but Bryson is top of the class in this city right now. You need to get out to this show.
No
doubt
about it.
He's that good.
So follow him, check him out. We got more clips coming up, 2:15 and 3:15 as well. So, and he'll be joining us in studio, so it'll be the a big F for the FEF Friday.
That's right.
In terms of some fun and some funny. We'll get into all that. So that's some good stuff. Anything else over the course of 24 hours that struck you guys?
Well, I found out it's my year. I mean, this is definitely 2019 is the year of Barry. No doubt. And the reason is there's going to be a hurricane named after me. So, I mean, not only, I mean, you know you've made it. You know you're famous when they start naming stuff after you.
So, not when you have a name as common as Barry. Not really.
All right. I didn't need your
Well, Nick, the other
feedback.
Thing is, you know that if Hurricane Barry does arrive on the scene coming up from the Gulf, there is no doubt that it will be a penis-shaped.
Oh, wow. Really?
It will be a penis-shaped
be on
seems
path,
appropriate.
Yeah.
Hurricane pathway.
Joel be laying on the beach on his knees.
Oh.
Waiting for it to make landfall. See,
no,
you started it.
I'll be laying on the couch laughing at the fact that whether people are tracing the path of that thing, and it looks like a dong.
But that, so they put out the list of all the hurricane names, and Barry was one of them. And I really just have one wish. Just one. That it hits Houston, but it only damage it does is to Joel Osteen's church. That's it. Just messes up the building and leaves. And that's the only thing it does.
Okay.
Everything else is untouched. That would be the karma that he kind of deserves. So that's my wish for Hurricane Barry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wishing death on somebody's business like that.
No. I already had some lady. I said nobody gets hurt. Just the building.
I said.
Just mess up the building that you wouldn't let anybody into.
Him.
You said people. I said wishing death. I'm only wishing.
Business.
No.
That's what I said.
Just the building. His church doesn't die. Churches don't die. They can go anywhere. They can go into a tent. Guess what? He had a church before he was in the Summit. So I just, the fact that he was as stingy as he was and wouldn't let people in, that would be his karma. And I hope that it's Hurricane Barry that does it.
I feel like Sean Salisbury did a decent job of calling him out.
He
did a great job.
An outstanding job.
Yep. When he got that cell phone video knocking on the doors and windows to let people know, you had video proof for a lifetime of just what you didn't do that you said you'd do.
Because here's the thing. I tell that joke about Joel Osteen and Mattress Mac and all that around when I travel, everywhere. And I part of the at some point in the joke, I talk about Joel Osteen not opening up his church to people. And I will ask people, do y'all remember this? And literally, people in Wichita, Kansas are shaking their head like, yep, we totally remember that. So not only did Salisbury do something big and it got some run here locally, it went nationally.
Yep.
Like, people everywhere know that this guy wouldn't let people in to his church.
No doubt about it.
That's my one wish.
So
that's my overnight.
Got in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
Because today was trikeathon day at school.
Okay.
And Tay has a trike, and I found a neighborhood. One of the neighbors was getting rid of a really small girl's bike with training wheels. It was like $10. And so I went and picked it up. But she likes to like push them and stuff, but she's never really been able to get the pedals going and things like that. So I was like, well, if she's going to trikeathon day, man, I got it. Because I'm not going to have my kid be the one that gets stuck. It's a parade, and all the other kids are rolling through the parking lot on their trikes and bikes, and Taylor's stuck. I'm like, nah, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I WD-40'd the hell out of the chains and everything to get it so it was easy as possible. And I'm telling you, and y'all always bag on fatherhood and all that other stuff and having kids. But, man, staying at the end of the driveway and watching her take off on her bike and figure it out. And then, yeah, she fell a couple times. She kind of rammed into some things before she learned how to steer it. But by the end of the night, there's a pretty good satisfactory feeling when you see her racing down the driveway and being able to turn around and come back at you.
Good deal.
Yeah. So I was pleased about that.
All right.
That kind of made up for the scrambled eggs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds what
like
about
a fun,
you, Nick?
Sounds like a fun night in the blank household.
I wouldn't say that, but
tricycles
I had to do it, and
eggs.
I did it. So I got her done.
Nothing All special. Right. I just made sure I went to bed early. Very early.
Oh, yeah. You had to be here early?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to call you.
Yeah,
that's
you
on
did.
Me. You forgot to remind me last night.
I was supposed to remind you to remind me. That's not how reminders work.
All right. You have a point. I should have put it in my phone. You should have put it in your phone. Shut up. You didn't oversleep?
No, I was here at 6:40, sir.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good for you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Good for you. Did you even go to sleep?
20 minutes early.
You had to fill in this morning?
Did you even go to sleep, or were you just like, nah, it's not, I've been up later than this from the night before?
I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah. Man, if it gets to the point where it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, that's when I would have considered it, but I think I got some sleep in.
So you had to fill in this morning?
Yeah. Here in the studio, though.
Yeah,
we were at Prime Social.
Because they're at Prime Social, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Ike said he didn't like the highway.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
I watched it last night. I made the wife sit down and watch it with me.
But honestly, he was the first person on Twitter that I've heard
like
say
it.
That.
That's
so
right.
I'm not necessarily.
Well, he's kind of dumb.
Well,
I'm just kidding, Ike. I love you. But yeah, that was a good movie. You're wrong on this. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I actually did finally watch the whole. I had to sit through the first hour again because that's all I watched yesterday morning before the show. So I was like, come on, babe, you got to watch this with me. So we watched it last night. She liked it, but not like I was really into it. I thought it was well written. So we'll get into it on Monday. That's your homework this weekend. Everybody out there listening,
send me a reminder, will you? Get that for me. I'll remind you to remind me.
If you let me know,
if I get around to it, I'll give you the alert to remind me.
Who's up first?
What is this that you're playing?
It's Lil Yachty's "On Me" instrumental, babe. Okay. Song's called "On Me." It's an instrumental.
I thought it was because I was talking about Taylor. I was like, I'll get her to start jamming to it in the car if you need me to.
I mean, she would enjoy the music, but the lyrics is very...
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Apropos.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. All right, just a half hour into the big show. Plenty to get to. Although, no Astros last night, no Rockets. They're both in action tonight. Downtown should be interesting. Opening day at Minute Maid and the Rockets with a home game. Nick, if you're going, traffic is going to be a beast. So keep that in mind as they've already got FanFest about to open in about an hour down around the park. We will not be there, so don't look for us because I've had people texting and tweeting. Are you going to be where you were last year? No, Barry screwed that up with a dog. So, but we'll be around here until 4 o'clock. Blitz will be out and about at 4 o'clock and take you all the way till 7 if you're getting ready to go to the game. Keep the station tuned right where it's at as we'll continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half hour of hour number one, 3 hour show. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate y'all taking us out on the go, whether you're still at work or you're skipping out a little early today to get the weekend started Friday afternoon-ish. We appreciate you listening. Not a lot going on, as I mentioned, Houston sports-wise yesterday, but boy, that was a hell of a basketball game that you did not watch, I take it, with watching the movie. That Philly-Milwaukee game, and y'all already know, and Barry, we put a video out there to back it up, but I already said Harden's the MVP, but you can't take away what Giannis has done. Last night, 45 points, puts up just massive stats. 4 of his 5 blocks are against Embiid. And they get Bledsoe thrown out early and still beat the Sixers in Philly. They wrap up the best record in the league. That's some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I thought all year Milwaukee might fade and go away. They just didn't. They're a good basketball team this year. There's no denying that. Bledsoe's one of those. He's their Pat Bev, but, I mean, he can play better. He's better than Pat Bev on the court, but he's the feisty guy. Remember, he was all up in Harden's kitchen when they played and was – giving James the business and didn't shy away from Embiid and that little scuffle and elbows to the back, pushed him. Embiid throws the ball at him. He throws the ball back, hit him in the chest. It looked
drilled
like
him.
It looked like it hurt Embiid a little. Like he clutched at it a minute. Like, oh, it's the big one, Elizabeth. And then he came up and fired it back, and that was interesting. I don't think either one of them wanted that smoke. I know Bledsoe didn't want that smoke from Embiid. That's a big dude. Even my wife saw the highlight and she goes, why is that little dude picking on that big dude? He's going to get his ass whooped. And I was like, yeah, that's probably don't want to pick a fight with Joel Embiid. Plus, he's got the reach on you. You ain't getting inside of that jab. That's a bad move.
But here's the thing. I mean, when you look at it, and I'm watching it, Embiid is great, and he even admitted so much after the game, that what part of what he does and does well is he baits the other team and one of their best players and then gets them thrown out. He's done it to Westbrook several times this year. And then they do, and then last night again, he does the whole wave goodbye as the player that he got thrown out, and he was proud of that. But I don't think he really wants anything. I think there's smoke, but there's no fire. I think it's like he's almost borderline Kevin Garnett in terms of the fake toughness. He wants to bait you and get you going, and he'll be an a-hole on the court. But I don't think he wants any part of throwing dukes.
Okay.
I think Bledsoe looks tough enough that Bledsoe, because he didn't back down. Now Mike Scott got in the middle of it and tried to throw the ball and missed, trying to hit Bledsoe back. And then the bench is cleared. But,
was that who threw it back? I thought Embiid threw it back again.
No, it kind of bounced off of him, and Mike Scott picked it up, and then Mike Scott tried to rifle it at Bledsoe, and it kind of went sliding by.
Oh, I got you.
But, again, more credit to Milwaukee in the fact that Bledsoe, which we would all say I think is one of their 3 best players, he gets kicked out in the first quarter. And yet the Bucks find a way in a very close game to pull it out at the end. So, and Nick, let's not second guess the fact he's cut too. But at the same time, I mean, what the Greek Freak is doing, and the fact that Milwaukee has got the best record in the league. Who would have thought that?
Sewed it up. Good for them.
I just don't think they're going to win the East.
I mean, you still who did you have in your finals? You had Raptors, Sixers.
I think in the Eastern Conference Finals,
Raptors, Celtics, right? Or no, you had Raptors, Bucks.
Was it Raptors Bucks? I think I have the Raptors winning the East, and when we went around that, I think it's been a hell of a regular season run, and coming from Milwaukee to look at that team and go, I never thought the Bucks would sniff the upper echelon of the NBA again. The fact that they've got a marquee franchise player playing this well, and that they've got a chance, that's all you can ask for.
Here's why I like the Bucks, man. They do a couple of things right. I mean, they play good defense.
Yeah.
And they play it for the full game. They don't take the Rockets can get after you a little bit on defense, but they'll take a quarter off. The third quarter, they're notoriously awful. The Rockets are. But I feel like the Bucks give you 48 minutes of solid defense. But they can put it on the highest scoring team in the league. They got the highest plus minus differential. Those are all to me, other than, oh, well, you know, they won some games, they got lucky, this and that. But those points per game that you score and allow, and then that plus minus differential, that's taken into account every game you've played. So, the East is obviously a little bit easier, I guess you could say, than the West. But, I mean, you still play everybody.
Right.
So, I mean, they're legit. There's never been a point this year where you looked at Milwaukee and thought they're vulnerable. You could say that about a lot of those teams in the upper half of the East, the Sixers, the Celtics.
I said it early in the season because I didn't think they had enough shooting. But when they added Mirotić, that was one of the missing links, I thought, in terms of shooting. They got to get healthy, too, for the playoffs. A great regular season run, but they got to get healthy for the playoffs. If they don't have Brogdon and they don't have Mirotić, again, I think that hurts them because Philly is deep. Boston's deep. Toronto's fairly deep. Last year we were talking about their bench all the time. But you just look at individually, and we obviously see Harden every single night. And so sometimes I think we get numb to the fact that how great he's been all year. But at least for another game, you look at Adetokounmpo's 45 points, 10 boards, 5 dimes, 5 blocks, 3 triples. First time in NBA history.
Yeah.
Those are pretty big numbers. But Nick, you saw him in person. The one thing that I like to say, no, seriously, I kid you about the cup part.
Before you move on. Because I thought this was, I remember this. You said you disagree with me about the fact that Milwaukee hasn't looked vulnerable all year. You know how many times they've lost 2 games in a row? Take a guess.
I know they did at least once.
Once. The entire year, that team has lost 2 games in a row.
But I'm saying.
Regardless of their roster.
I'm not looking at it from a regular season perspective. When you say vulnerable, you may be saying because of consistency in the regular season. I'm looking at it from the perspective of, can this team win it all, or can they win the East?
I'm just saying in general. I mean, you look at all the other teams, you think, they've got some holes. They've got they're struggling here. They're struggling there. There's never been one point in this season that you looked at the Bucks and went, they're struggling. Every other team, you could make a case for that.
I disagree, because I've seen them struggle. And I know people in the organization have told me they've struggled. When you lose the season series to the Suns, and you come in and you should be blowing them away, that's struggling.
Suns won 18 times, so I get it. And the Rockets have lost some bad games. The Warriors have lost some bad games.
And my opinion on vulnerability,
the Warriors just lost to the Suns recently.
I thought early in the season that they had made some nice changes, but I thought they needed more shooting.
Well,
and so I was pleased when they added the shooting that they got.
You're a tough man to please.
That's fine.
If the Warriors lost 4 in a row in November, and then I'm looking at their schedule now. They've lost 2 in a row at least 3 times, plus the 4 in a row. So, I mean, I feel like they're, to me,
right.
They've been the most consistent and reliable team all year, but.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask Nick because of the fact that I kid him about the whole, you know, what he looks like. But what's the one thing when you look at him in person that people aren't getting when they watch him on TV? Because I think people look at him and think he's a small forward, and they don't realize how big he is.
Yeah, and I think it's because how fluid he is. You know, like when he goes to the basket, it seems like it's a very natural kind of stride to the basket. Jimmy Butler kind of has that, I think, a little bit too, but... And I think that's the reason why. When you look that mobile and that smooth doing it, you look a little bit smaller sometimes. I mean, that's my only guess. But in person, he's a dude. He's big. Like, he's a big dude.
Because you got people saying he won the war with Embiid, and he just doesn't play the same position. Embiid is a beast. I mean, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
But he's a post player. The fact that Giannis made three threes last night, and he, you know, because they were doing what teams were doing to Duke in the tournament. They were stepping away from him, daring him to shoot the three like he couldn't make it. And he made three, and he made them in a couple big situations. And you're like, if that dude ever gets that three ball consistently, with as easy with his wingspan and the way he gets in the lane, man, that's tough. That's him. He's going to be impossible to stop. 7-footer with the small forward skills.
Yeah, he's fluid. He reminds me of Durant. He was one of those guys mm-hmm. that was really big that you looked at and thought, man, he doesn't move like a big man. And I know Durant's only 6'9", and Giannis is 6'11". 2 inches, I mean, we're not talking, you know, 6'11 to 6'4".
Right.
But still, when you see Kevin Durant and how tall he is and lanky and those long arms, but he's fluid. He's for a big man. Being able to bring the ball up the court, run the court. I mean, Giannis runs the court. He'll bring the ball up. He'll go end to end with the ball. And hell, he only needs two steps from half court.
He leads the break. I mean, he'll run the middle of the break, which is one thing. But to what your point,
for a 6'11 dude,
yeah. The one thing that I see legit too is with all the things you're talking about with the comparison to Durant, which is spot on, is his reach. I mean, the fact that it's one thing to say that he can get in the lane and back it, you know, and get near the basket. His reach allows him to dunk from the dotted line. That's hard to do, fellas.
He's got a 7'3" wingspan.
Man,
at 6'11".
I used to say when they drafted Clint Capella, we were told he could sit in the middle of a mid-sized sedan and he could unlock both doors at the same time. That's reach. But Giannis seems like he's got a bigger reach than Capella.
Yeah. I don't know what Capella's reach is. I don't know.
And by the way, I don't know if you saw it, but during the scuffle we were talking about, one of the team's security guys ran onto the floor to get in the middle of the fight.
He's cut.
And everybody said it was Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, that's so funny.
And when
so
you
funny.
Look at it, it that. Really looked like it. But the thing is, Stephen A. right now is so sensitive because of all the things that he's been picked on for. Uh-huh. They literally had to bring it up on their show today, and he had to say it wasn't me. I mean, it wasn't me. And he even had to admit that the hairline looked the same. So he had to suck it up a little
bit. By the way, Clint Capella's wingspan, 7'4.5".
And what's Giannis?
He's 7'3".
Wow. Yeah. So there you go. There's some wingspans.
Yeah, both 6'11".
So that was basically the biggest sports thing going on last night. But we've got plenty more to get to. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. And again, remember, Bryson Brown, our comedian of the week, not only are you going to hear clips from him at 2:15 and 3:15, he's also going to join us in studio later in the show. So stay tuned for that and a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. On an FEF Friday, Bryson Brown's our comedian, so stay tuned for more clips from him. Barry gave you a little backstory on that. Did you guys see this? Someone tagged me on the article yesterday, and it's now blowing up today. But the Packers article on the whole divorce between Rodgers and McCarthy.
Mm-mm.
It's getting
pretty. I heard about this, but I didn't read it all.
It's you know, shocking.
It's Packers, and exactly. No one cares. But
I think a lot of people now care. And I think that, you know, both sides are to blame. But the dysfunction, if that's true, and obviously, you know, and the guy that wrote it used to cover the Packers, and he wrote it for Bleacher Report. But then there's one of the current beat writers trying to get certain things and try and poke holes in it or get McCarthy to say that it didn't happen or whatever. But they're saying that the dysfunction that was within that organization and how Rodgers' over-controlling, sensitive personality and all the things that he tried to do were one thing, but that McCarthy was missing team meetings to sneak up a massage therapist and get massages in his office.
What?
Rodgers said that McCarthy...
We could do that?
Rodgers said that McCarthy had the lowest IQ of any coach he's ever had.
Oh.
Ex-players coming out and just getting in the middle of it
this
and
is gonna
mucking
be us.
It up.
This is going to be us when the show falls
Probably.
Apart.
I thought we already lived through it and survived it, but yeah, you know.
This is going to be us when the show falls apart. Yeah. You know, for a while, Rodgers and McCarthy acted like they liked each other when everything was winning and everything was going good and they were winning ratings or whatever it is they do. And then towards the end, it fell apart. That's going to be us. It's going to fall apart. You're going to say mean things about me. I'm going to say mean things about you. It's going to be an ugly divorce.
Yeah.
just like the Packers.
And looking one of us forward is- to it.
And Nick's looking forward to it.
Okay, Jordy Nelson, you'll be over. You'll be over at I don't know. You'll be over at like Coda, KODA.
just remember to find the A team that you need.
Where did Jordy go?
When you join up,
Oakland.
He retired.
Yeah,
he went to Oakland for a year and then he retired.
Yeah. So when it all goes south, Jordy Nelson was the first one gone.
But dude,
you're gonna be at Coda running the boards for Delilah.
I'll be at the country station running the board.
Oh, you would love that. You kidding
and then
me?
I'll have to
You'd be like, when does Hootie get here for an interview? You would love being at the country station.
Hootie.
Wouldn't you?
Is that how everybody says it? Hootie.
Hootie. I have a question about Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Were you done?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
I know Hootie left them.
Yep.
What's his name again? Darius Rucker?
Darius Rucker. Yep.
I know Hootie left. Do you think the Blowfish just were like, you know what? We don't need him. We're the Blowfish, damn it. We're just going to tour as the Blowfish. And then no one went and saw the Blowfish.
If they did, they failed.
Yeah, people have been kind of getting on them to say that they need to get the band back together. And I think they're going to make another album.
Yeah, but I'm saying, not that. I'm saying by themselves.
Yep.
Are you saying the Blowfish are getting back together?
Yeah, the Blowfish are coming back.
Without Hootie.
Nope.
Oh, I'm just talking about the Blowfish. I'm just saying, just the Blowfish. First of all, I wonder if it was at one point they were just the Blowfish. Then Hootie was like, I mean, I'll sing with y'all, but I don't want to just be a Blowfish. It's got to be Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, then that behooves me to ask the question. Do you think he had the nickname Hootie before he joined the band, or is that just some creatively catchy name they created for him?
I feel like that's always been his name. I feel like Hootie was his childhood nickname.
Think so?
Yeah, like I'm sure like Granny or somebody, you know, Big Mama probably named him Hootie at some point. But then the Blowfish were there. They were doing their thing as the Blowfish. They weren't getting much traction. Hootie comes along. Boom. But
who was singing? Who was singing, though?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So
you put some thought into this.
Do you feel like, I know, this is what I do. This is what my life is. just
you think
stuff
that
like this.
Because he cries about the Miami Dolphins, do you think that made him soft and that Hootie was an effective name for him?
He cried about the Miami Dolphins.
If you listen to the lyrics and I Only Want to Be With You, He cries about the Dolphins. And they've interviewed him at games. He's a Dolphins fan from South Carolina.
What does he say about the Dolphins in the song? About baby Dolphins or the actual Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
He says something about them?
Yeah, something like, you're such a baby. You think I'm such a baby because the Dolphins make me cry. And then he did an interview and he said it was because he's a Dolphins fan and when they lose, it used to make him cry.
I had no idea.
Yeah. That's why he went
to
country.
I had no idea either.
He's in touch with his feelings, so he went country.
When he left, Nick, I know you had his posters on your wall.
No,
did you
not.
Like at night?
But you would have
cry?
Them now.
Did you cry under him and like kiss your hand and then tap the poster and be like, I love you, Hootie?
Negative.
Maybe you didn't like him back in the day, but you like him now, right?
No, I liked Hootie and the Blowfish.
Maybe one day the Blowfish will bring you back and then there will be a reunion tour.
There was no
And now,
poster.
According to Joel...
There will be no reunion tour of me being a groupie or any of that stuff that you're implying. I know what you're doing.
Did you? No, I'm just
but
asking
you like
the question.
Him now, right?
Did you
as
like
a country singer?
When they split,
yeah, I appreciate him.
When they split, did you cut the Blowfish out of all the pictures and just leave Hootie?
No, I did not. I don't have a Darius Rucker poster.
Oh,
I don't have a poster. Period.
Really? I feel like you would.
No, I feel like that's y'all's era. Not my era.
Touche, sir. That is definitely our era.
Which is why I have rock and roll posters.
Which is why I have so many questions about the Blowfish. I just want to know, was there ever a tour where it was just the Blowfish? I'm sure they didn't give up.
You know, the truth is, his voice is actually not that good. It's just unique.
You shut your mouth.
Wow.
It's a really simple, like, you're not going to catch him hitting a real high note.
That's like saying like Aaron Neville's voice is just unique but not good. It could be both.
I don't think it's a really good voice. I just think it's a unique
There's
voice.
A lot what? Of signature voices that have different... You can go Michael McDonald. What? You can go...
It sounds really good, and it what doesn't kind of, sound like anybody else.
What kind of blasphemy are you speaking?
Don't act like you're that big of a Darius Rucker fan, bro.
That song, I Only Want to Be With You, they play it a lot on XM Satellite. There you go. Love that song. This is one of those ones like Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. You roll up all the windows, you turn the music up as loud as you can, and you just, as awful as you are at singing, you still sing everywhere.
Born in the USA?
Party in the
Miley
USA.
Cyrus. Yeah. I'll go negative on that, but
and
who this song here?
This one you sing, even
Hootie
if you
the
can't
is
sing.
Great.
Just listen.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It's nothing special. It's just nice. It's just a good voice.
But like you said, it's unique, and people can... They pick it out.
You know exactly
quickly.
Who it is yes. when he sings.
You know,
absolutely.
You know all I could hear? was the band, the Blowfish. That's really all I focused on was the Blowfish.
I think you want to be a Blowfish.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind playing the tambourine for the Blowfish.
As long as you got equal checks.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if, Joel, that's a great point. I wonder if, like, you're in the Blowfish and your job is, like, percussions, not drummer.
Right.
You're percussion. So you play, like, the knee cymbals and the tambourine and the sticks and the triangle and all that, the shakers.
Maracas.
Yeah. You get all
the
that
shakers.
Stuff.
Shakers.
Whatever.
That's what I would have called
whatever.
Them.
Thank you.
Salt and pepper. I got the shakers.
So you're a member of the Blowfish, but your job is just like all the other stuff that none of the other Blowfish care to do.
The background noise.
Yeah. You're just a filler. You're a Blowfish. You're the Blowfish filler.
If you pay me
guy.
And I go on tour, by all means, I'd be happy
to
be that
guy. Well, that's
what
I'm saying. Joel has a great point. Does that guy, does the shaker guy, the tambourine guy, make as much as the drummer or the bass player or the guitarist? And we know he's not getting Hootie money.
I bet you back in the day that happened.
I think it comes down to the discussion.
Like, bitch, it's a tambourine. You get 1/5 of what we make. Okay.
To use your inquisitiveness, I think it was when they were putting the aquarium together. I think when they got the initial Blowfish together, if you were one of the original Blowfish, whether you played percussion or drums, guitar, or lead singer. If you were one of the guys that got the original band together and you were there, I think you got equal part.
Now, is this you playing us out to commercial or just the fact that you love the... Okay, I had to ask.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It is. It's a good song.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah. There it was.
You think I'm such a baby because even the dolphins make me cry.
Wow. Maybe the Blowfish were big Patriots fans. That's why they split.
The more you know.
Maybe that's why. Huh.
Hour number one in the books. 2 hours still to go. Plenty more to get to. It's the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. You won't sing.
I just want to love you, but you want to wear my ring. ESPN 97.5.